Yippee!
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 Listen, what's the title of this thing? No title again?
Under the Lord, let me do my
St. James is you know, it can get a little bit long-winded. He has a really laid-back, some people would say slow style. Some people would say boring. You know, it can get a little bit long-winded. He has a laid-back, some people would say slow.
Is it Rollin' Bob? Yes, folks, I think she is. Welcome back, dude, and you, the listener, to what will be Dixon Jane's podcast number 164. No title yet, of course. I never get the titles till the end, and seldom do they make any sense. It really doesn't matter. It's just some way for me to, tie it up and say that's that. I'll know at the end of this. I have no idea now where this is going to go, and you, the listener, we'll have no idea either, because I hope that one of the features of the Dixon Jane's podcast is that it continues to surprise. You never quite know where I'm going to go, what I'm going to say, where I'm going to take you, what's going to happen. I've noticed I did have some feedback with regards to the walking around that little island naked, and seems I'm not alone in doing that. Great feeling. Wish I could do that more often, but I'm sitting in a very public park right now, Thompson Park, and I know if I were to take my clothes off now, there would be police here within minutes. Minutes. The park is full of people. There's a lot of gatherings. You can rent out the park. So various ethnic groups here in Scarborough book a picnic area and take it over for the day, and that's kind of great. Lots of other people just strolling along on this August 20th, I think. A glorious, sunshiny day with a clear blue sky. I'm finally getting nice weather after the rainiest summer on record. Sadly for my students. Damn it, I'm getting bitten by something. Hang on. Maybe not. Just itchy. Maybe it's the sweat, you know, I've been sweating from the walk over and then the cool breeze comes and just irritates it. I don't know, let's not talk about that. I wanted to tell you something else. I was sitting here, just finished catching up on Atomic Suburbia, actually show number 49. When I lost my hard drive, I lost a lot of subscriptions and somehow I had not resubscribed to Atomic Suburbia, then found Daryl back on Twitter, which I have resubscribed to, mostly because I can get updates on my iPod Touch. So I'm keeping it very low-key. I think I'm following about 10 people, and I think about 8 people are following me. Not a lot's going to happen there, but it's kind of fun. Anyway, I have on the log, which I'm just starting, but I realize, no, I'm going to save that for the walk home instead. And while I'm here in Thompson Park, I knew in the back of my mind, when I put the backpack on my back with a little black case with my iRiver and microphone, that I was going to start another podcast to you. I would like to explain something right now, and I don't think I can because I don't quite understand it. Another voice in me, just when I was making the question, okay, dude, do you get the case out? Do you start a podcast now? Or do you turn around and walk home and get to all the work that you should be doing? One voice said, no, you're not going to record now. Just get back. And somehow, here I am. So something happened. This kind of, something takes over. Something else. And I can't, like I caught sight of it. Just for a second. It's like when you're meditating and some thought goes by and you want to reach out and grab it and think, wow, that's it. And it's gone. And the same damn thing happened. It was like a little, it was like I was covered in this bubble because of you, the listener. There's sort of like this protective layer, and I can feel all of you out there, and all of you are crowded around me in this very safe, very protective layer, saying, it's okay, go ahead. Like, I didn't really hear you say that, but I felt it. And that's when the Eye River came out. It's, oh man, I wish I can't tell you. I can't grab it. I can't. Maybe somebody out there knows. I don't think so. It was just that, whatever it was to say, it's okay. Go ahead. You can start a podcast. You don't have to go back and fix up that website you're working on, or, you know, get your PayPal account, the new one you just started today, straightened out. You know, that can wait a little bit. It's a free day, man. You're allowed to have a little time to yourself, and that's what life's about, isn't it? Isn't that what you're always preaching? A walk in the park, and it's a nice afternoon. Edit out the static. Thank you. You can do that. You can take 5 minutes and talk to the folks. Oh, man. That didn't work at all, did it? And it just, somehow, it was like a mysterious force. And I think that's the weird thing I'm trying to get at, that this podcasting, this reaching out, this talking to you really is quite real. It's real to me. And here I am alone in a park on a picnic bench holding this little black pencil mic up, you know, the one Bruce Murray talked me into getting. Good choice, thanks, Bruce. And this is actually the replacement mic that Adam Greatrix gave to me in Kingston on that last day, the Sunday after PAB. Those are all podcaster connections. In other words, it's all very real. It's not just an illusion. But here I am alone now, and yet you're somewhere else listening to this, probably saying, get on with it, dude. What's your point? My point. I'm going to do a presentation. I've offered to do a presentation at PodCamp Montreal. I knew I would be going. I knew, even though I still have a ticket booked. God, I haven't canceled it yet. I got to get on that. To Beijing at the same time. I got to cancel that. Damn it, that's on my list of to-dos. A ticket to Beijing, I've got to cancel that, postpone that to another date. And I don't know whether to do it in the fall or in the spring. Maybe the fall, just to get something done, man. It all depends on getting back and getting a website up so that people can find me and realize I do have a product to sell. So there are steps to take. But anyway, meanwhile, I booked a train ticket to Montreal, and I'm really looking forward to that. Laurent LaSalle has been kind enough to offer me a place to stay. I probably shouldn't be saying that on the radio, you know, because, sorry, the couch is taken. It's mine, it's mine, it's mine. And I promised Laurent I would not drag back any friends. So don't even try, you know. Don't get me drunk and say, hey, dude, do you mind if I come back? I need a place to crash. No, don't do that. It's happened once before, and it wasn't a good experience. And I don't want to go through that again. No, don't worry. Hey, that ain't going to happen. However, I am going to do a talk, and it's called Finding Yourself Through Podcasting. Now, I guess I can tell you, the listeners, because I don't know if people who know me probably already know me, and I'm telling you right now, if you already know me and you're already listening to the show, don't bother coming, because there ain't going to be nothing new. You know, go to another. There's lots of other sessions going on. So all of you, all you listeners are off the hook. Don't come because you feel you have to, but for sure. But also don't come expecting something new. I'm going to try something different. I did one, the very first PAB, when I was on the panel, I sort of winged it. I was drunk, and I wasn't even paying attention to the questions, and threw it out there. And that's the way I like to talk. The second PAB conference, when I did the presentation with John, we followed a structure, and rightly so, we had to get it through. But at the end, I was still uncomfortable. It wasn't exactly the way I like to relate to people. So I'm going to try on this one with a minimum of props, a bunch of photos, to talk, to wing it. But with an idea of maybe, I don't know, what are some of the possibilities through podcasting? And one of them might be you might discover things about yourself, as I am trying to do right this very minute. So that's what it's about. So I think it would be better for people who have never heard the show before, although I did suggest that listening to one show would be a very suitable prerequisite, you know? I put that out as a joke. I don't think it's in the official website or anything, but a prerequisite for attending, finding yourself through podcast, or listen to any Dixon Jane's podcast. But again, I'm preaching to the converted. You, the listeners, already know what it's all about. A bit like Seinfeld, it's all about nothing. I'm kind of looking forward to that. I've got to prepare. I don't know, as the time gets closer and as I'm sitting on that train riding there and realizing, ooh, I'm going to have to get up in front of people and talk, I might squirm a little, but I just hope that I have the guts to do what I'm doing now, just motor on about nothing. I'm picturing the first scene that comes to my mind, believe me, this is just the way this brain works, or this personality works, is people getting up and leaving, realizing after the first 2 minutes, oh, this ain't for me. And that's the law of 2 feet, which is a good law to have at podcaster gatherings. And I'm imagining that, people just leaving, and perhaps a very small crowd. And maybe that might be even better if there was only 5 or 6 people in the room. Who knows? Who knows? All I know is I'm going ahead, and there's a lot of other good people doing presentations too. And more than anything else, it's just right. I'm glad I've committed myself to going. I thank Bob Goyetch, I thank Laurent, and I thank my good friend Sylvain for giving me a little nudge to me say, come on, dude, make up your mind. And I did. See you in Montreal. I'm really, really, really looking forward to it. Okay, I think that's all. Did I say anything? Did I tell you anything? I don't think so. I don't think I got at all out of me what I wanted to get out, but I seldom ever do on the first try. And this is just my first day back. You know, the tour is over. You had 3 podcasts from the tour. That's about right, you know. And now here it is back in Toronto at a time when I really, really, really would love to be taking a holiday after my work. But the thing is, the truth is, my work is really my holiday. And so I took number 2 son out to Hamilton to visit the Warplane Museum, which was very good. And we had a nice day together. And that was good. And my number 1 son is in Ottawa on his own, on a bus ticket. And that was good, too. But I had vague dreams of, maybe I'll just drive to Nova Scotia. Well, can't do that. There's no way my wife would accept me abandoning her with all the responsibility and no car, so renting a car is out of the question. Don't have the money, and so that little holiday plan is out of order. Ain't gonna happen. Barnacle Bill out west said, man, if ever was a time to come out to Vancouver, it's now. My good friend Robin is in from Lebanon. The Barstool Buddha, my good buddy Harold, who had a big influence on my life, is in from Laos and Thailand and wherever else he happens to be working. And Barnacle Bill is there. And, of course, Adam would be a new time. So, god damn, why don't I fly out to Vancouver? Fuck, eh? Wouldn't this be the time? Wouldn't this be the time just to say, hey, I got some extra points. Get me on a flight right now to Vancouver. Disappear for a few days. Fuck, I should do that. Now, this whole thing would have been worthwhile. This whole damn thing would have been worthwhile if I get home, get on the computer, turn in some more points, and book a ticket to Vancouver and just go. There'd be shit to pay, but god damn it, wouldn't that be a great thing? Wouldn't that be real? Wouldn't that be something? Fuck, I'm not gonna do it. See what happens in podcasting? See what I mean about finding yourself through podcasting? You go off in many directions, and you never know where you're going to be, but you learn something, I think. Do I? No. That's the surprise ending. You don't learn a damn thing. It's impossible. Oh, I should be telling you now, but you ain't going to find yourself through podcasting, folks. If you haven't found yourself already, and you're still looking, there is no answer. Now, lie. I'll make one up. I'll give an ending. I'll give an ending. Come on. Keep them happy. All right. Hey, that's it. I'm getting silly now. Bye bye. Talk to you later.
15 and changing trains. This little town let me down. This foreign rain brings me down. 5:15 train overdue. Angels have gone, no ticket. I'm jumping tracks, I'm changing time.
Birdies. Hey folks, I can't move very well because my neighbor is looking at me, and also the cable on this microphone's loose, so I'm getting this ridiculous noise if I change direction at all. Yeah, it's Saturday. No, it's not. It's Friday. 7 o'clock in the evening. I'm sitting on my deck. I've just had supper. And I gotta tell you what my supper is. A piece of apple pie. Couple of chunks of Havarti cheese. Two little round slices of salami. and a can of steam whistle. Not bad. I didn't even know they came in cans. I'm pretty excited. I still like this beer a lot. I mean, Creemore and Steam Whistle, two of my favorites, two Ontario beer. And I'm pretty pleased with them. Yeah, I went out looking for a very cheap Argentinian wine. It was written up in the paper for $7.95, and I've been to four LCBOs, and it's gone. You can't find it anywhere. I think somebody, the word went out, said, holy moly, we've got a doozy here, and it's under $8. And I think people are just buying it en masse. And it bugs me because, you know, I went out the day I saw the article in the paper. They give it a really high rating, you know. And I figured, man, if I can get a bottle of wine for $8, it's got good reviews. Get four or five of them and stick them in the basement. But anyway, I can't find them. That's not why I'm here to talk to you. Why am I here to talk to you? I'm here to talk to you because I'm not going to Twitter you. I've got this thing again. There is something about Twitter. Yes, I'm back on. I've been on for a few days now. And I see the good in it, you know, the little link. Somebody says, oh, this is what I'm watching. I see why people like it, because you're in touch with your friends. I know what Catherine's doing over in Guelph. And, you know, that's kind of nice. It's a way you don't have to phone, you don't have to chat, but you just sort of touch base with your friends. It gives a little more information than poking on Facebook does. Although, I'm in a poking... I wouldn't call it a poking war. A very nice, pleasant poking exchange with Ross. They've gone on, like, several pokes a day. No comments, no conversation, just pokes. Back and forth, back and forth. That's almost enough, you know? But sometimes people have something to say. And I was going to write down, thought, oh, well... Twitter's on. I've just got home. I've caught up. And you see this stream of people. And you think, oh my God, why? Do I have to read through them all? You know, do I have to actually click any of those links? I don't think so. But I thought I'll just give an update of myself. And then I thought, wait a minute, dude. It's Friday. You're sitting on your deck. You're feeling good. Why aren't you podcasting? Why would you be Twittering? You know, what's that? You claim you have limited time. And you're going to give it up to Twitter? I don't think so. So, I don't know how long this experiment will last. You know, I'm not playing games. I'm just trying to be honest and objective about it. I understand fully why some people need it and want it all the time. I like it on my iPod Touch. And I think that's kind of cool. But to have it sort of as a main part of your day, I don't know. But on that subject, of course, I've also been... conversing with Catherine, who is also doing a presentation at PodCamp Montreal. I'm happy to hear that. I'm happy to know what I'll be able to attend. And I think she's prompted me to do a little more thinking. See, all that I would have sent in private Twitters to her, but here I am podcasting instead. What do you think about that, Catherine? Should I have just kept my mouth shut and not talked about this? And just, I mean, I'm not giving any secrets away. You know, and I do like the fact that you can have private Twitters. That's pretty cool. Little messages back and forth. Now, that is a good feature. I mean, it's good. It's neat. But those little exchanges have prompted me to do a little more thinking about my own presentation. And, you know, she's talking about a beginning and an end and working on the middle. Mine was all middle. There was no real beginning or end. And so I'm going to see if I can come up with a few conclusions. I mean, I should. It's called Finding Yourself Through Podcasting. People might be expecting an answer. Wasn't planning on giving one, but, you know, I should probably pretend I'm at least thinking about it. I sort of did a rehearsal in my car. I was in my office today, and the drive back, I just sort of went through my brain and pretended. I was standing up there in Montreal, and, you know, there's a whole bunch of people in the crowd, some friendly faces. Julian was there, people that I know, you know, and a lot of strangers, of course. And I just started winging it. As I'm driving my car, you know, in my head. And I really liked it. I was really having fun, and I was really into it. And if I could have delivered that, or captured that sense, that bit of freedom, that, you know, not thinking about is this good or isn't this good, or not thinking about all the crap, but just doing it. Wow. Would have been good. But real life is sometimes different. And like I was saying last time, you know, when I had that little incident, when I lost the bus back at the airport, just when you think you're really doing well, you're not supposed to be feeling you're doing too well. It's just not allowed. It's like built in, because if you're feeling too good, then hey, you're not going to make any progress. You're not going to try hard the next time. You know, you got to fail. That's how you move forward, by failing. You see, I couldn't have done all that in, what, 19 characters? How much did they give you on Twitter? I mean, a little more than that, but... Anyway, well, this thing's going to start to squeak and squawk and make unpleasant noises, so I'm shutting it down, but just thought I'd give you that little note. This was a little Twitter bug in the middle. Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, man. You don't mind if I take a break, do you? It's 6 o'clock Saturday. Number one son's off camping. Number two son is off with friends riding his bike around the neighborhood. That's good. My wife has just left for her Saturday shift. And I'm alone on the deck once more with a can of Sleeman's Cream Ale. I don't know why I got it. It was just an odd item I was buying. I wanted to get four different kinds. I seldom stick with one thing. And, you know, it's a can of beer. What can I say? Although I did buy four cans of Steam Whistle. And to me, that's decidedly a better beer. I don't know why I did this Sleeman thing. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It's just a fucking beer. Got some potato chips, got some pistachio nuts. Got my hat on because it's a bright, sunny, hot day. I even went and put on a pair of shorts, which I haven't done for quite a while. This is great. And I don't really have to worry about too much right now. I've got some lamb chops I'll barbecue if number two son comes home. Otherwise, I'm just going to sit here. As long as I remember to pick up my wife at 10 o'clock and I'm sober enough to drive, I'll be fine. So, there you go. I've been wanting to tell you how hard I'm working. I'm really pissed. I somehow, you know, when you switch from computer to computer and you have libraries of photos, but they're not really well organized, somehow I merged, you know, photos from one hard drive onto another and backups, and I ended up with at least two copies of every photo. Plus, I guess, I don't know whether it's iPhoto makes this small little images, you know, little 17 kilobyte size. And I'm getting rid of all those. And it's probably going to have to rebuild them all or do something stupid like that. But it's so confusing. So I'm getting the same picture, often under three, four, five different names. It'll show up. And there's no, you know, I'm deleting them by name, and the name is often just a number, like image 2567. Well, I have, you know, 30 image 2567s. It's just screwed up. It's a mess, is what I'm saying. And I had well over 11,000 photos, well over 11,000. And you got to go through one by one. That is just donkey work. Oh, man, I hate it. And then you got to pick. Okay, well, which one? Okay, this one's been edited, so it's kept. Mac has kept the original. I don't want the original, I know. I just want the edited copy. And so I don't know. It could be disaster. Oh, my goodness. The safe old days of negatives and prints. Wow. And if you're smart, you had your negatives well organized and filed, which I sometimes did. That was what my father was doing right up till he died, going through all his old photos and trying to sort them out and get the negatives in place and prints made when he had to. It's, you know, you got records here of your life, and I'm just afraid, you know, you lose this hard drive again. And if they're not backed up, which I think they are, you could lose everything. You could lose a whole lifetime's worth of memories. And you don't want to do that. the prints I have, because you don't make prints when you when you've got digital photos. You know, you're just showing them. You're sending them by email. You're showing friends here and there. I don't know. Maybe it's good. Maybe if there's a purge and you lost most of them and only a few survived, you'd treasure those few so much more. I've just got so much crap, like from my study tours. I just snap a million pictures, and they're crap. And it's sad because it's what you do with a digital camera, you know. And God, I'm on my. I've had at least a dozen cameras, many more than that, I guess. And once I had my Leica stolen in Mexico and lost my whole set, I lost heart. I really did. And I don't know. And it's great when you see somebody like Gary just putting out fantastic images up there. And I get a few that I treasure. You know, there's a few good ones come out, and it's rare now. But anyway, it's a tedious job. I'm feeling like I'm wasting time, and yet I have to do it. There's nobody else can do it, and it's just necessary. It's just one of those jobs to get out of the way, to free up some space in my hard drive, and then eventually just back up these and then maybe clear them all off my bloody hard drive and store them some other way. But anyway, you're not all that interested, I can tell. And I'm sorry, because that's not the kind of thing I want to do to you, make you listen to dribble about something that doesn't matter. I guess I'm thinking a lot about photographs because I am using them for my talk at PodCamp Montreal. I had something I really wanted to share with you about that, and it's slipped my mind. It's gone. Something. What was it? PodCamp Montreal, my presentation. Well, I don't know. Anyway, that's it. I'm just going to go back to my beer, and I'm just going to relax, maybe listen to some music and so on. All right, so talk to you later. Bye. Yeah, it's me, and I only had that one beer. It's about an hour later. And thanks to Neil Gorman, I'm now drinking a glass of wine. Now, what did Neil Gorman have to do with that? Well, he Twittered me. I'd put up a post. And, okay, by the way, what I'm talking about now, theme of this particular link is Twitter, because as you know, I have mixed feelings about it. So here's what I would call a good use of Twitter. I don't know Neil well enough, or him, me well enough, to directly email each other at this point. I know I easily could, and I probably have, but, you know, just wouldn't normally. But, you know, I got Twitter going in the background while I sit on the deck here, and I just mentioned nothing like a Saturday just having a beer and doing nothing, you know. And he comes back with a comment, you know, directed to Scarborough Dude. So, oh, we got direct communication here. I fire off another about, you know, the world frowns on indolence, and he said, I'll be coming to Toronto sometime, we should hang out. And I fire back another, hey, I know some great places along the Danforth. Now, probably that's going to result in me one evening sitting down with Neil, having a few beer, somewhere along the Danforth. And thanks to Twitter. I mean, I think that's what sort of spurred it on. Now, it could have come about any other way. It might not come about at all, but I'm just saying, okay, that this is kind of a neat little tool in that respect. It is one way of reaching people. And I think if we look at the big picture, what's happening with all this communication gadgets and the ease of reaching each other? Well, ultimately, I think it should be about better communication, making more friends, widening the circles. And maybe that's an example of that. Now, a downside of, I just listened again, second time to Laurent LaSalle's podcast. I just love the music he plays. This was formerly Headphones Required. Love the stuff. Now, what I normally like to do is either post a comment on the blog or email the person directly and say, wow, I really liked what you just did. A cheap way might be just to, oh, he's on Twitter all the time. I'll just Twitter, hey, good show. Well, to me, that cheapens it a little. It's not quite enough. I mean, he might not even see it. Yeah, I could direct it to him, he'll notice, but it's too easy. You know, it's not enough. Another downside, and Dave Delaney, if you're out there, don't take any offense to this, but There's another guy, Dave, what's his other name? It'll come to me. Dave O, anyway, on Twitter. I just stopped following, and I'm very close to stopping following Dave Delaney because, I mean, there's 50 in a row posts from Gnomedex, wherever he is, you know? Well, I'm not there. I'm not too interested. My day is already full. I can't get there. I can't get my head into it. Can't be two places at once. I'm wondering, how can he be there if every 2 minutes he's posting these links and things and telling us? Well, from his point of view, and maybe from the others getting these, that might be great. Wow, it's a way of sharing. From the way I see it, you can't be in two places at once. And I just, like, bam, stop reading. This okay, that's great, there's a stream of them, that's fine, but I'm not going to go to those links, I don't have that time, and maybe I'll just stop following because it's just clogging up my my little Twitter trail. So, there you go. No offense, Dave, don't take that personally. I'm just, you know, talking about this stuff. I'm just exploring. And really, this is really to Ross. If the rest of you are listening, that's fine. I really only meant this to Ross. Do you remember Ross? Yeah, some of you might. Ross and Karen? Yeah. Keeping a pretty low profile these days, but Ross and I have been talking about Twitter, and that's why that came on. Anyway, back to my Macworld magazine, my glass of wine, and the lamb chops that are on the barbie. Having a nice Saturday, folks, a nice Saturday. Oh, yeah. Scarborough Dude likes to enjoy his nice Saturdays just sitting on the deck with a glass of wine or a can of beer or whatever you got, and some snacks and maybe something cooking on the barbie, and just sit down and relax and have a really nice fucking time. That's what I like to do, just have a nice fucking time with no fucking pressure. You know? Yeah. Same Saturday still. I gotta tell you, I am so pissed now. Do you remember, I don't know if you picked it up, but I was having kind of a nice time. It was a free day, and I had that, the beer, the wine, sitting on the deck, barbecued some lamb chops. Ooh, boy, first one was great. Second one I didn't need. But I don't know why, what prompted it. But I've decided I had to access my Flickr photos. Well, you know, I don't know what brought that on. I guess, because I've been doing photos all day, that's why. And I just realized, geez, I got some out there, you know. But I couldn't remember what my Flickr account was, what name, you know. I mean, sometimes I go by my real name, sometimes Dixon Jane, sometimes Scarborough Dude. I had half a dozen email accounts, passwords galore, you know. I can't log on. I can see them all. Oh, there's a Scarborough Dude's photos, okay. But I can't log in because I can't remember. And I'm trying all the combinations that are logical. And there's only a few, but no, it doesn't have it. Anyway, it tells me I need a Yahoo account anyway, you know, because it's been taken over. So, oh, fuck. I gotta create a Yahoo account. Well, I create a Yahoo account. Well, I can't have DixonJeans at Yahoo.com, but somebody's got it. Yeah, I know who's fucking got it. I've got it. Jeez, that's happened to me before, you know. Can't get in. You know, you can't prove, hey, but I'm me. If only I could talk to somebody on the phone. Anyway, so I have to make a new one. So I think I've got, what, Scarborough Dude at Ymail. Ymail? Yeah, ymail.com. And then I go back and says, oh, okay, now go back to Flickr. Hey, you want to merge your accounts? Yeah, I want to merge my accounts. Well, what's your email? Well, Jesus, isn't this how we started? Yeah, I can see you've got a Yahoo account now, but you got to get that old one back. Well, that's exactly where I was, and I can't find it, and I can't get it, and I can't merge it. But the point is, I wasted all that fucking precious time when I could have been reading, fucking around with filling out forms on a computer, a monkey slave to the machine, and I hate that. I hate doing that. I hate having the machine suck my time away For what purpose? Oh, man, this is a peeve with me. And yeah, you younger folk are smarter. Maybe you don't waste as much time as I do forgetting passwords and screwing up like this. But God damn it, that's annoying. Because it sucks your life away. It took time for me to fill out these little boxes. It took my life. It sucked time away from me. This fucking machine. Oh, man, that burns me up. Anyway, I feel better now that I've told you. It's just, I know a lot of you can relate to that. It's just so annoying. Like, okay, you know, because it's so fucking rational. No. And enter the numbers and letters you see in this box. And if you get them wrong, do it again. Well, geez, it's getting dark. I can't see well, but, oh, I don't get that time back. And meanwhile, I haven't. So now I've got fucking Yahoo account I don't want, will never use, and don't want to ever touch the bloody thing. But I still can't get at my claim ownership to my bloody pictures up on Flickr. God damn it, eh? Fuck. Yeah, just had to add a P.S. Life is full of little surprises and jokes. And I was wondering madly, like, why did I have to get to my Flickr account when I was sitting back, you know, just comfortably drinking beer, wine, reading my Macworld magazine? And so finally figured, okay, erase that from my mind. Go back to what you're doing. Picked up the Macworld magazine. The page I'm on is talking about, need a little app for your iPod Touch or your iPhone called Exposure. Oh, that's really neat. I start reading again. Looking for an easy way to show off your Flickr photos. See how it works? See the irony? See the jokes God likes to play on us, you know? And that led to all that monkey work. Okay, that's all. I'm calm now. I'm cool. I see the humor. You know, I hope you do too. Bye-bye.
Feeling flat in Scarborough, back at work again. Feeling just as faded as my pod. I miss the smiles, I miss the laughs, boy, I miss the beer. Man, it's tough to be a podcast god. Now I'm sending out my latest thoughts over my Wi-Fi antenna, speaking to the world through RSS. When I feel the need, I send the feed. Here's my soul at broadband speed. Gear is older, but the words are new. Freedom's just another word for what we love to do. Podcasts don't cost money, 'cause they're free. Feeling good is easy when you've got a show to do. Doing pods is good enough for me. Good enough for me and my MP3. So you've cranked up your audacity, or maybe your H4, or your Marantz if you've got lots of cash. Dynamic or condenser mic, watch out for that signal spike, or if on Windows that old blue screen crash. If you somehow get your track laid down, EQ'd and clean up the sound, don't forget the show notes, the web is text. We'll ride the podcast roller toaster. Podcasts are not fucking toasters. Stick the earbuds in, we'll have a ball. Freedom's just another word for what we love to do. Podcasts don't cost money, 'cause they're free. Feeling good is easy when you've got a show to do. Doing pods is good enough for me. Good enough for me and my MP3s. Yeah, da 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 da, me and my MP3s. Don't forget to do your blog. Be a commie, post an og. Dee 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 MP3s.
That was fabulous to watch.
And also, I'm trying to think of the kayak name, the one who didn't do well.
And Adam Van Cooverden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That guy was under such pressure. How he ever got a silver, I don't know.
Yeah, that was amazing. He really pulled.
Oh, I mean, not fair. Not fair what we do. And the lamenting about, no, you know, look at these small countries that have got medals and what's happening to Canada. I think
okay.
It's the focus
okay. I agree with this lady. This is on CBC, the call-in show.
Sheila, thanks very much
the
for your call.
The caller prior to this was saying, no, it wasn't good enough. We really didn't do a good enough job with our medal count, you know. And bullshit. Okay, sorry. This little part here, we're talking about the Olympics because we have to, okay? Watch the closing ceremony today. Amazing. Whatever you might think about China's totalitarian government, wow. Did they ever put on an amazing, spectacular show that probably will not be topped. Now, I probably say that about every Olympic closing ceremony because I'm not a huge sports fan. I enjoy the opening and closing more than I do the sports themselves. The reason is I just get off on the fact that, yes, this is one time when the human race gets together, stops fighting for a while, although they do within the, you know, accusing judges of being biased and so on. But overall, it's a time of peace for athletes from all over the planet to get together. And I think if we had alien intelligence sort of beaming down on us and arrive and sort of look in at the Olympics, they'd say, wow, another intelligent species. Look at that. As opposed to if they just happened to tune the dial in when the Americans were raining bombs down on Iraq or Tokyo or British on Dresden or Hitler, you know, burning Jews, whatever, you're not going to come to the same conclusion. It's just nice that the world can get together and enjoy some peace and that countries take this tremendous pride. So I'm just all for it. I hope London pulls off a great Olympics in 2012, bomb-free. I hope there are no assholes who decide that'd be a nice time to blow up subways. Oh, please, please, please. We've had that. And we've had some ugly Olympics, you know. 72 in Munich and the boycotts of Montreal and Moscow and America, three in a row, you know. I mean, this was just awful. But these were good. These were great. And I want to celebrate and cheer on all those athletes, especially the Canadian ones, who came in fourth. Wow. Man, oh man, you guys are amazing. I mean, just to be right up there with the best in the world, so what? You didn't get a medal. You didn't stand on that platform. But man, to be that good, I cheer you on. Fifth and sixth, for that matter, I'll go all the way to eighth. But fourth in particular, I think these guys, there should be a special party for these people. I think they should be really applauded for their efforts and their achievements. Anyway, we're not going to do too much more of that, okay? If you want to come back, if you have comments, you can do that. I have to acknowledge it because this historical piece, the Dixon James podcast, has to sort of link into what's going on in the world at any particular time, and the Olympics just finished today in China, and they were spectacular. Wow, that closing ceremony, unbelievable. New topic. I should actually pause, insert some music or something else here. Maybe I will. But today is also the day my son started university. I just left him 5 minutes ago. I'm in a parking lot at York University, just off campus slightly, where when I left him, he was walking down a path on his way to the cafeteria for a frosh orientation. There were two other girls who just stepped out into the hallway, because I'd carried his bags up to his room. Two other girls just stepped out of the door, and one of them said, "Are you going to the Frosch orientation?" And he said, "Yeah." "Oh, should we go together?" And off they went. And I thought, "Ah, oh, happy ending. Isn't that nice?" So, three newbies, in residence, just down the hall from them. And I sort of snuck around the corner and watched as they walked. And I could see him walking ahead, turning around, talking to this, talking to that, and just into it. Now, I tell you the ending because the ending was good. It was a storybook ending, a movie ending, you know. Off they go till I can't see them anymore, heading off for the Frosch orientation and then a special, you know, residence orientation tonight. First day. Now, here it is. It's only 5:15 right now. I didn't know, he didn't know, he was starting today until noon. Today. Okay? Now, this is one of the problems in my household. I can laugh now. But 5 hours ago, holy shit. We were in an uproar. We were, man, oh man, this was chaos, disaster. What? He had just come back from a camping trip. His dad got some fish, you know. At least they took me fishing, this other family. Very nice of them. That same family, by the way, is the family who I talked about who had lost a son. I told you about that a while ago. 16 years old and this sudden death. Very, very sad. Great people, and they have an elder son, Chuck's Jerry's age. So off they went camping with their big prowler trailer behind them and a couple of tents for the boys, and they went fishing, which is something my son has wanted to do forever, and caught some fish, brought them home ungutted for his mother to take care of. But anyway, I said, well, you know, today is the orientation. I don't know. They're doing something. Better find out. Goes online, and I decide I've got parents' orientation at 1 o'clock, 1 to 5. I got to be here. I've known that for a month. I've had that in my iCal. I've got the reminders. The email reminder came in yesterday. I reconfirm, yes, I'll be there 1 o'clock for the orientation. I know what I'm doing. My son comes down at 12. Dad, I got to move in today. What? And I go, what? You know, are you nuts? You're home. You've just taken, you had 3 days camping. Prior to that, 3 days in Ottawa. Did I tell you the Ottawa story that I'm picking him up at the bus depot 6 a.m? Maybe not. I don't know. Because he's arriving home with no money and missed his bus. And I'm thinking, hey, you're going to university. And guess what? I'm going to university now. Oh. So words were exchanged. I'm mostly to the effect of what a lousy father I've been all along and what a piss-poor job I've done of bringing him up, and of course it's all my fault. I should have known. I should have taught him better. I should have had him reminded at the right times. He really dumped him, and now I let him dump because I realized, wow, he's in a bit of a state of shock here. Suddenly, hey, not cozy home. Mom's not making dinner tonight. I'm at university. So I let him air it all out, you know, and half of what he said was true. I have not done a very good job parenting. I'm not very organized. You know me. Here I am trying to bring up children, too. No, I failed in a lot of ways. But after the words were exchanged, and I deflected most of it, said, well, hey, man, sink or swim, you know, it's up to you. You're on your own. Blah, blah, blah. That's how I did it. Because I'm thinking my mindset is the way I grew up, and I don't remember my father giving me any guidance, help towards university, nothing. I thought I did it all on my own, and so I'm just assuming, well, that worked for me. It's going to work for my son. If you're in university and you want independence, be independent. And but my son says, but I got other issues, you know, and he's still seeing counseling. He's still got issues and anxiety and stuff, so I should have probably given a little more support. However, I didn't. We're done by 4 o'clock, we're back home. I finished the parents' orientation, called him, picked him up, brought him back. He is already, I mean, when we arrived, he didn't even know what residence he's in, what his room, whether he had what to do. I just dropped him at the door, said, I gotta go. When I picked him up at 4, he had his residence, he showed me his room, it's really nice. And we're giving each other good man hugs. Dad, I'm sorry, and hey, me too, and we're tight, you know? Because we can do that. As guys, you can vent, you can yell, you can swear, you can get angry. You don't hold a grudge. You say it, you do it, you get it out of your system, and you move on. And that's exactly what we did. And by the time I was driving him back the second time with the stuff he needed to actually move in so he can stay there tonight, we're having a good talk about spirituality and about him apologizing again and me saying, hey, it's not necessary, man. It's all good. And it was. So there you go. Now, if I had told you this story, say, 2 hours ago, because I was feeling awful. I mean, I was feeling really bad. Yes, I had failed him. Yes, I have done a terrible job. Yes, it is my fault. You know, it would have been a very, very different podcast. Now, you get almost nothing because I'm feeling good. Hey, man, boom, bingo. Got a son in university. How do you like that? I can remember the day that son was born. I can remember looking in at the window. This little guy in there in Kawasaki, Japan. Hey, I'm a father. I remember the day my wife in a Japanese restaurant in Ottawa telling me, I'm just back from the doctor. I'm pregnant. Hey, hey, hey. Made in Canada, born in Japan. That's number one, son. And here he is today, first day university. So there you go. I share that with you, my friends. I share that with you because I'm piss fucking happy. I'm piss fucking happy. And 4 hours ago, I was piss fucking miserable. Just fucking miserable. Just at rock fucking bottom. And that's what life can be. Up and fucking down and right back fucking up again. Yes, sure. Oh, no, not going to go into that voice. I just wanted to tell you that. Just need to share that. And I got to get home. I got a splitting headache from all of that. And I'm hungry. Okay? So there you go. That's what it is. That's what happened today. That's what this episode's all about. My son's in university. Now, Tuesday, I'm driving number two son down to Buffalo to stay overnight outside of town in a cheap motel. And do some shopping because I got to start spending a little more time and focusing on number two son now that number one son is safely tucked away at university. And boy, oh boy, he doesn't know what he's in for. He might have a rough idea because he's got to learn French and he's got to study and he's got to read books and he's not in high school anymore. Yeah, I told him all that stuff. But now it's time to focus on number two son because I'm a little more concerned about him. So there you go. Stay tuned. I was going to tell you a story of the past. I've been rehearsing them all in my head from doing this PodCamp Montreal sort of warm-up, going through and thinking the presentation. I have given a dozen great presentations already, but nobody's listening because it's only been inside my head. Damn it, eh? They're often the best. You know that? I know you know that. And I got to give a live one, a real one. How to find yourself through finding yourself through podcasting. Finding yourself through podcasting. Is that a bullshit title or is that for real? You tell me. Anyway, I'm looking forward to it. That's one more thing. And, big news. Bigger news. I will go to China. Because after watching the ceremony, all those spectacular fireworks, a little tape played in my head. And the tape was when I was in Vancouver, fireworks went off from the city of Yokohama, and that was the message that I needed, that and the Alum Walks passage, you know, come and join the cosmic dance, that was a message I needed to convince me, yes sir, go to Japan. And I had no idea that my life was going to be turned completely around, and I went to Japan, got one of the best jobs I've had, got married, had children, and led a completely new life from following those fireworks. So today's fireworks from Beijing said, hey, don't forget, even though you're going to postpone your ticket to Beijing because you're going to go to PodCamp Montreal, you're going to go to Beijing after that. You're going to go to China, buddy, and you better fucking make it worthwhile. You better find some fucking business or do something because this ain't just a holiday. So that was the flash for today. That was one more reminder. Yep, you're going to go because, man, you're 60 years old. You're fucked. You don't have an income. You better start getting your shit together. And I gotta tell you, folks, the older you get, the harder it is to muster up that energy and that enthusiasm and that goodwill, because sometimes you just want to slack off and take it easy. You really don't have that rush of energy to say, yeah, I'm ready to cut down trees and, you know, clear the forest and build a house. No. You want to slow down. So I gotta light a fire under my own ass and get going. Anyway, that's it. That's the news. I'll fill you in on details as I have them. Thank you, and bye-bye.